Honestly, Kakmorad, my friend is a little stressed out. And under these circumstances, I can totally understand why he's so stressed out. Let me tell you the truth. What really happened was that...
I've already heard all about it, young man. You're here to buy land and a farm. I heard about it, and I said what I needed to. I told you to plant something that you can harvest. And that's all there is to it. We don't ask questions around these parts. We don't even ask the names of our guests. A guest only has one name, guest. His coming is a blessing, and respecting him is a must. There's nothing more I need to know. Unless there is something that you need, in that case, don't hesitate to tell me. Breakfast is ready. Let's go.
What kind of people are they supposed to be?
The kind that people should be. The kind they've been for a lifetime.
Well, I'm not falling for it. There's something else going on
here. Yeah, there is.
What?
We know nothing about the people of the world and nothing about our own people either. Come on.
Can I tell you something?
You've been saying whatever you want all along. Now you're asking permission to speak?
Something serious.
Really? Do you even understand things that are serious?
Wait up a minute, man. There's something I want to get off my chest.
Say it then.
You know, there's something in the movies that always moves me whenever I see it. It's called friendship. Two people who'd really be willing to die for one another. They'd give up their most prized possessions for one another. They'd swear on one another's lives. They'd never sell each other out. They'd never turn their backs on one another. And they'd never be jealous of one another. Sometimes, it's as if they want the world for each other. But believe it or not, I've only ever seen these things in the movies. Not in my neighborhood. Not in school. I've never even seen friendship like that in the barracks. That's why I told myself, Muhammad, there's no such thing in the real world. Go, enjoy it in the movies, where friendships like that are beautiful even though they're just stories or lies. It's beautiful to see. But now I'm thinking, in these past few days, I've had a true friend like that in my life. There's nothing you haven't done for me, man, nothing. Do you understand? I just wanted to tell you this so that you'd know. From this moment on, until my dying breath, I owe you for everything that you've done for me. You are my true friend, Tahir.
Are you done with your speech?
Don't joke around, man. The one time I'm speaking to you from my heart, don't turn it into a joke. I'm gonna miss you so much, just like my parents in Setayesh. I'm gonna miss you as much as I miss them. Can I tell you something else?
You really have more to say?
Honestly, I ran away from the front line because I didn't want to die. I just don't want to die.
Obviously, no one wants to die.
You think I'm a coward, don't you?
No, you're an idiot.
I'll show you what an idiot can
Muhammad,
do.
Muhammad, stop it. Muhammad, don't play around.
I'm
telling you.
Huh?
Muhammad,
an
be
idiot.
Careful. Muhammad,
huh?
Stop it.
I'm an idiot. Get back here.
Mom, you keep leaving feed out there for the birds. The windowsill behind the curtain is covered in bird droppings.
They're God's creatures, too. I'll clean up the mess myself.
Mama, think of Dad a little bit. He hasn't spoken a word since yesterday. He's locked himself up in the workshop, and he hasn't been to work either.
Don't I have enough heartache myself?
Hopefully there'll be good news soon.
What kind of news?
I don't know. I just said something. Just some news.
Who is is it this time of morning?
I really don't know. I'll get it, though.
No, I'll open the door myself. It's probably Money J. She's come to ask about her daughter's grades. You finish cleaning up the dishes.
Hello, Mrs. Naderi.
Hello, Mrs. Naderi.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Hello to you.
Is Mr. Naderi home?
Yes. He is.
Can we come in? I don't want the neighbors to... I'd like to speak with Mr. Naderi for a few minutes, if you would allow it.
Yes, of course. Feel free to come in.
Thank you.
He's in the workshop. Go ahead.
Hello, Hash Nosrat.
Hello, my girl. Hello, Mr. Naderi.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Hello, Hash Nosrat.
How are you doing?
Hello, Hash Naderi.
Hello,
Good
Mr. Naderi.
Hello. Please come in.
Go brew some fresh tea, my girl.
Don't go to the trouble, Mrs. Naderi.
Go ahead and make the tea.
Please allow them to stay, Mr. Naderi. We have a few questions. Maybe the ladies can help answer them.
How can my family be expected to answer questions when I haven't even heard them yet?
Please don't be harsh, Haji Naderi. We've been friends for over 40 years. I'm neither an officer nor an interrogator. I'm not involved in any of this. I'm only here out of respect for you, believe me. And Reza was one of your own students. They have a few questions. He was embarrassed to come see you. That's why I came with him. I come as a guest, not as an officer.
It doesn't make any difference to me. You're welcome either way. All right. Well, will you have your tea now, or will you save it for after you've asked your questions?
You're speaking as if you've done something wrong, Haji. God forbid. What are you saying, Haji? Think about what you're saying, Haji.
Well, if it's true that I haven't done anything wrong here, then why are you and Reza and his friend here so early in the morning?
The door to your home has always been open for as long as I can remember, and you've never asked why guests have come.
I'm very sorry, sir. I'm actually worried it's getting late now. Your friendship and Reza's respect for you are all a given. It's admirable and necessary. But you're quite right. We're officers and here to have our questions answered.
Go ahead, then. Ask me your questions.
Forgive me, Haji, but do you have any idea where your son is?
All I know is that he's not in this house. It makes no difference to me whether you have a warrant or not. You can search the house if you like to.
We also know he isn't here.
Do you know a man by the name of Ferdows? Taher Ferdows.
Do you understand his question, Haj Naderi?
Yes, I understood. He's my son's friend, and also his chief sergeant in their military service.
Oh, I knew it.
Mom?
What did you know, Mrs. Naderi?
Take your mother outside.
Give us a moment, please. I asked what it is that you knew.
What's going on here, Haj Nosrat? Why are they interrogating my wife and my daughter?
Sir, we are only trying to help your wife and daughter. We want to find your son before anything happens to him.
It's my fault.
Your son is with Mr. Ferdows.
It's all my fault.
Mr. Ferdows has taken him to Arumye.
I was so negligent.
We're worried their destination is farther than Arumye. We want to find out what the story is. What is his role in all of this? Why is he doing this?
Take your mother outside.
My God, punish me. I've done wrong.
Two nights ago, they pulled over at a police checkpoint. Tara Ferdows turns out to be a friend of the lieutenant. And then he sweet-talks his way out of there by helping a messenger whose car has broken down.
That very messenger is his ticket out of all the checkpoints on their way. They dropped the messenger at the barracks early in the morning, and they both disappeared.
What is your question?
Tell me, sir, how well do you know Tahir Ferdows?
I suppose I only know him as well as any father knows his son's friends.
But it seems to me you don't even know him that well.
Is my crime being the father of a runaway soldier? Or being a father who doesn't know his son's friend well enough? Which is it?
Neither, Haj Nadari. God forbid, no, this is not what we mean. Please don't misunderstand us.
Well then, what do you mean?
We're trying our best, sir. We still might be able to help him.
You're asking me about Tahir Ferdows, right? But it's my son who's run away. What does it have to do with him?
We suspect, but let me repeat that it is just a suspicion, that Tahir Ferdows may be involved with your son skipping the border. What's important is that if we suspect it is true, we need to know how serious the situation is, meaning how many people has this man smuggled across the border?
Welcome, go ahead.
I'll give you 1 pound of rice for 20 tamans.
So the arrangement is that you'll have to wait for 15 other cars
no
at
less.
The beginning of the old road to
Qom. What do you think? I came off the turnip truck yesterday, dude.
Go, Godspeed.
20 tamans.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Excuse me.
Go get to work.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, sir. There are two people here to see you. Two officers.
City Hall officers have nothing better to do?
No, sir. It seems they're not from City Hall. They're in the room.
They're not?
No, sir.
Let's go upstairs, then.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
I'm Lieutenant Mohammadi.
Nonsense. If you've only taken that out to show me, then I didn't see a thing.
Forgive me. Here you are.
Here you are. Please, sit down. Safai, tell Faramarz to bring some tea.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, but that won't be necessary. Excuse me, but could we speak for a few minutes in...
Safai, wait outside and shut the door.
Yes, sir.
Please, sit down.
No, I'm fine. Thank you very much.
So, what can I do for you?
I have a few questions to ask you.
Go ahead, then.
Do you know where your son has gone?
Well, my eldest son, Saber, works here. Saber!
No, I'm talking about your other son, Tahir.
Tahir is in Ormia.
Do you know when he left?
It's been 2 or 3 days.
2 or 3 days? Do you know why he went?
He went to get his military discharge papers.
Are you sure?
Of what?
That he went to Urumiya to get his discharge certificate.
Now look here, Lieutenant. My son never lies, he never has. When he says he's going to Urumiya, then he is going to Urumiya. I am telling you, Lieutenant, you have my word that when my son says he is going to Urumiya to get his discharge papers, then he is going to Urumiya to get his discharge papers. Do you understand?
Yes. I got it. Very well, then. Did this son of yours, who never lies to you, tell you he's going to Urumiya to get his certificate himself?
Well, no. That's not what he said. He told me that he was going to Urumiya. But it's obvious why he was going there.
Are you sure he hasn't gone for something else?
Like what?
I do not know. Something other than what you say. For example, your son may have some matters that you may not know about.
What matters?
Yes. Something against the law. Illegal.
Look here, Lieutenant. I don't even know if you have a gold star or how many of them. If you've received a badge or how many of them. If you have a coat of arms or not. But I do know one thing. I have an honest son. And he's the most decent out of thousands of young men I've known through my life. How dare you claim these things in front of me with no proof? If anyone wants to suggest that he has done something against the law, we're going to have problems here.
Mr. Ferdows, do you know what is going on in our country today?
What are you saying?
War. I am sure you have heard of that.
Nonsense! I am very sure. When you came into this market this morning, you saw two huge trucks standing outside, full up to here, with fresh fruit and vegetables ready to sell. And when our drivers take the trucks from this market, they drive those trucks full of fruit straight to our vase. They are all part of this market that I am running here. So I think I know what's going on in this country. You dig?
So we don't have a problem here. Now that you know what's going on in our country, and you know what kind of burdens military and non-military people have these days, you should know that we have enough problems to deal with so as not to trouble you unnecessarily. Therefore, there must be something important for our being here. More important than just wanting to implicate you and your son in illegal activity.
What do you mean by all of this? What is this illegal activity? What do you want from me?
Listen, Mr. Ferdows. Are you sure that your son does not associate with anyone who is involved with the smuggling of people?
What for? He's finished his military service. He's free to travel the world as he likes. And you know this very well.
What if he is helping someone skip the border?
Tahir is helping to smuggle some fugitive across the border?
Oh, yes.
But why would he?
I don't know.
Nonsense! Not good enough. Just not good enough. Look here. People don't do things without a good reason, you know. Everything has a price in this world. Not just this, but everything. Do you even know how many staff members I have working here in this fruit market? Right now, at this very moment in time. This doesn't include the other cities. This doesn't include Dubai. In this very market, I have 300 workers, and they have families to feed. Now you tell me, sir. Considering the wealth that this business generates, why would my son feel the need to be involved in something so illegal?
Mr. Ferdows, because we don't know the answer to this, we are here to seek your help. But we have a suspicion that is highly probable.
What?
Your son is helping someone skip the border. A soldier who has escaped from the front line. This is a crime. But there is something more important to consider.
Why are you speaking to me in riddles?
When your son doesn't have financial problems to worry about, he's not involved in this for the money. So we'll put the financial aspect aside. And that brings us to the main concern we have about our youth today. And that is that your son has been influenced by the words and the thoughts of certain other people.
Who, for example?
We do not know, Mr. Ferdows. Do you really know who your son spends his time with?
I know everyone, and very well.
Everyone?
Honestly, a problem has come up for one of my friends.
Is it your problem or your friend's problem?
No, Father. My friend's.
Is it money? Is it heavy?
Yes, Father. It's heavy.
Then what are you waiting for?
Mr. Ferdows. Mr. Ferdows, have you remembered something?
Stamp the letter and send it to headquarters. It's the list of supplies we need them to send to the regiment right away.
Yes, sir. Lieutenant Sharifi is also here.
Tell him to come in.
Yes, sir. You can go in now, Lieutenant, please.
Sharifi?
Yes, Colonel.
Do you remember the soldier who ran away? What's his name again?
Muhammad Naderi.
Is there any news of him?
No, Colonel.
Anything about his friend?
No, Colonel.
Send your people out to see if they can find anything. Have them closely monitor those with criminal records. They must have known someone here, or they were sent by someone. That guy who was discharged, especially that one, what's his name?
Taher Ferdows.
We have got to get to the root of all this as soon as possible. That kid was amongst our soldiers until just yesterday. It's urgent to find out how deeply he is involved in all of this. That's all.
Yes, Colonel.
Have they come to the wedding early?
They sure have.
Have they all come? Hurry up and bring the tea.
Yes, everyone is here.
Here. We milk the cows ourselves. We make the butter ourselves, and we make the cheese ourselves, and we bake the bread ourselves.
That's great, man.
Here.
Thank you.
Butter and honey. Give him some honey.
Thank you, Kakmorad. Everything's been laid out. I'll help myself.
Your friend isn't coming to breakfast?
Don't worry, he'll come. He just sleeps a little too much, and he's kind of slow, but he'll come soon.
This is the way of the world. While you're young, you have 1,000 things to do. You spend your time sleeping. And when you grow old and have nothing to do, you can barely get to sleep at all. There's a wedding in the village.
Really? Today?
For 7 days. Today is the 7th day. They'll take the bride to the groom's house today.
You mean they have weddings in the morning here?
No, they don't have them in the morning. They start them in the morning.
Taher, come here a minute.
What is it? Come sit down. What is it? What's wrong?
Come have some breakfast, young man.
Come over here, man. I need to talk to you.
Excuse me. Okay, come here now. What do you mean it's not there?
It's not there anymore. It's gone.
Is that possible, Muhammad?
Why not? Who would ignore all that gold,
huh? Be quiet, man. Are you crazy?
You expect me to say nothing?
I'm screwed, man. Have you looked everywhere?
Obviously. I put it all in my pocket, and then I took it out of my pocket and put it in my bag. Didn't I tell you something was going on here? Didn't I say all this seemed fishy? Didn't I tell you that they were playing with us the whole time?
Would you be quiet for a minute? Follow me. Muhammad. Come here. Okay, now tell me exactly what happened. Where did you put it?
Come on! I already told you. I took it out of the black bag and put it in this pocket. I took it out of my pocket and put it in here. It's all gone. It's all gone. Damn it!
So what's wrong, son?
Don't worry, Kakmorad. I'll
just back off and let him speak. What's wrong, son?
They've stolen my gold. They've stolen my gold.
Your gold?
Yeah. Everything my sister had. Everything she gave me. From the prayer necklace she had when she was a baby, to the ring my father brought her for being a top student. They took it all!
Calm down. Nothing gets lost around here, son.
Nothing gets lost? Then where is it? Nothing gets lost, then where did it go?
Have you looked everywhere?
I'm telling you it was in my bag!
You must have taken it out then. Did you put it under the mattress, your pillow? Think very carefully, kid.
Think carefully, huh? This is the pillow. Here's the pillow, and this is my blanket, and there's nothing here. They've stolen it. It's gone. It's gone! It's gone!
Mohammed, calm down a little. Don't make
preaching
such a fuss.
Preaching at me again? Didn't you hear what that guy told us?
Have
go to sleep.
Have you searched all your bags?
Come on, I already told you!
Did you look in there?
No, I didn't look in there.
Look in there. Search in there.
Bag? Here. Here's my bag. Here it is. Here's my stuff. See? It's not here. Why do I always screw up? I always screw everything up.
Calm down, son. Come and eat your breakfast.
I've never been able to do anything right. I can never even say the right thing. I screw everything up, over and over again. Do something for me, Tahir. I swear on my mother's life, this is the last time I'll ask you for help.
What do you want from me, Mohammed?
Make sure he's not too offended.
The way you acted, how can I even...
I know. I really made a big mistake. I made a mistake. I didn't mean it. Go tell him I really apologize. Ask him to forgive me.
Go tell him this yourself, then.
You want me to go and make things worse than they are? I don't know how to say things like that. You know how to speak properly, Tahir, to make things sound nice and to sort everything out. Go tell him I'm crazy. Tell him I don't know any better. Go tell him whatever you want. Tell him I know I owe him big time. He's a real man for not punching me straight in the face. That makes me feel even more embarrassed. Will you please ask him to forgive me?
Fine, then. I'll go and have a talk with him. I'll go there and see what I can do. But you come and apologize, okay?
I owe you big time, Tahir. Believe me, I honestly don't know how I would have gotten this far without you.
You would take advantage of some other fool.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
I'm so embarrassed, Gakmuad. I know that there's no use talking about it now, but Muhammad is embarrassed about all this as well, so
blessings
I thought...
Blessings of God upon the Prophet Muhammad and his progeny.
I wanted to let you know we will leave today with your permission. With all that you've done for us.
Tell me, son, do you have any idea what you're talking about?
For what Muhammad said, I just mean that if...
It's over and done with. He didn't mean it. He made a mistake. God helped him understand the error of his ways. So why are you making such a big deal of it?
You mean you're not angry right now?
Not at all.
But I saw you praying like that, so I thought that...
I do this every day. Before starting my day and opening my shop, I say 15 prayers to protect me from evil for the day. You don't have any beliefs like this?
Sure, sure. Of course. We do the same thing.
I'll be going now.
Sit with me for a while. There is something that is troubling me. And if I don't get this off my chest, God will not forgive me.
Please go ahead. I'm all ears.
You are a wise young man. You don't do things without thinking, you don't speak without thinking, and you don't make decisions without thinking. But your friend is very confused. He doesn't know what he wants to buy. He doesn't know what he wants to plant, and he doesn't know what he's going to harvest.
I honestly, Cockmorad, I guess I should have told you much sooner. The truth is that Muhammad...
Don't say it. I don't want to know any more than this. Don't make me more concerned. If he's dreaming of something, bring him back to his senses. Go ahead and take him back to his city.
I can't, Cockmorad. I can't, really. It's not up to me.
Then you must go back yourself. Don't get more involved.
I can't do that either. I made a promise to take care of him.
You promised to take care of the kid like that? Why?
I made a promise. I have no choice.
To his father? His mother? Who did you promise?
His sister.
So what I said turned out to be very true. You're crazy. This works just fine. The problem is here.
No, Cockmorad, I don't...
Don't lie to me. I know that feeling very well. I spent 3 years on a mountaintop with only my shotgun. No one could convince me to come down. No one.
Come on. I asked you to go sweet talk him a little, not tell him your whole life story.
The dark eyes of a strange girl robbed my heart. It was my bad luck. It was my bad luck that this girl was the only daughter of the police chief who had just arrived in our village to restore law and order.
Oh.
Do you know what I did? I hiked down the mountain on my own two legs. I went to the station to see her father. I put my hands down on his desk and I said, "Listen, either arrest me and send me to prison, or give me your daughter's hand in marriage."
I have no choice. I have to go out there.
When my 2 years in prison were up, I came straight here. You know what I did? I went to the station again to see her father. I saw him sitting behind his desk with rage in his eyes. I went up to him, but before I could speak, he looked at me and said, "It was the government's right to send you to prison. Now, it's my daughter's turn to exercise her rights. She can decide whether to say yes or no to a proposal. If she says yes, then I will give you my blessing." May he rest in peace. He was a great man. His daughter is now the mother of my children. So, young man, I know exactly how you feel. There could be a million faces at my feet, but all I see are those dark eyes. Have you heard the saying before?
I don't even know what colors their eyes are.
But still, you're captivated, son. If you weren't, if it weren't for her, would it be possible for you to set out and come all this way? To put yourself in such danger? Just to accompany her idiot of a brother on his foolish plans? No. No way. That's not possible. You're in love. You love her so much that you've put yourself in harm's way and come all the way out here with her brother.
Muhammad.
Forget it. I was wrong. Friendship is only for the movies and storybooks. That's all. Outside of movies and stories, it's all just betrayal and backstabbing. Believe me, I thought you were like a brother to me who was doing this all out of friendship. I'd have sworn on our friendship, believe me, but I was a fool. Like you said, I was a kid. But you didn't know one thing. I've never been indebted even to the greatest men, let alone a scumbag like you.
Muhammad, Muhammad!
Now you listen to me. Stay out of my way. I can find my way on my own. You hear me?
Muhammad! Muhammad!
Go to him. He has lost his mind. Go.
Muhammad! 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 Muhammad, where are you going? Muhammad! Muhammad! Come on, Muhammad. Wait a second, Muhammad. Muhammad! Muhammad, I'm talking to you.
Let go of me, man! I don't have anything to say to a bastard like you! Someone who sets his dirty pervert eyes on my beloved— Ow!
I did that so you would learn not to accuse the other unjustly, Muhammad. Because of an idiot like you, I had to put my life in danger and come all the way here. Don't you think it's stupid? Forget me, at least you should respect your own family, you fool!
It's you who disrespected my family, you!
What are you talking about? I upheld their honor. I swear to you I did, Muhammad. God would never forgive me if I ever looked at your sister that way.
So what were you talking about at Kakmarad's house? Huh?
Some things are hard to carry. You can't easily pick them up, move them around, and put them in other places. In life, some words are like that too. It's not that they are strange, bad, or inappropriate, but they are hard to say no matter what you do. It's like a tumor in your throat. You're always waiting for the right moment to prick and remove it, but no matter what you do, you just can't.
You couldn't be talking to me!
Yeah, I'm talking to you, you moron! Muhammad. Listen to me, you and I are friends. I'm saying this so you take it seriously. We're friends. I never looked at your sister with bad intentions, man. Never in my life. If you ask me right now what color her eyes are, I couldn't tell you. If you ask me whether they are dark or light, I don't know. I swear to you. Muhammad, I'm telling you, I don't know because the very first time I saw her, she was shopping for her wedding. Besides, she's my friend's sister. My friend's sister. And she was a desperate girl who needed my help. That's all there ever was. All of this was in the name of our friendship, Muhammad, I'm telling you. Look, this is our friendship, Muhammad, okay? This is our friendship. Let's just put it aside for a minute. What are we then, huh? We are just two strangers. Are you listening? Look, stranger, my name is Taher Ferdows. I have a healthy body. I can financially take care of myself. I'm not a bad person. I'm not doing shady things, drugs, or anything like that. I have 2 more credits to finish before I get my degree from the university. I have something to take care of here. I have a mission. I have to help my friend cross the border. And after I help him cross it, I have 1,000 miles to travel back and go to that girl's door to ask her to marry me.
And?
Well, in a weird coincidence, stranger, that girl happens to be your sister. Now, if it's your custom to slap a friend in the face, then hit me. Go ahead. I'm right here. Go ahead. But if you've got an answer, I'm waiting. Give it to me. Give me my answer.
You said you didn't know the color of her eyes.
I still say I don't know.
You don't know if she's tall or...
I don't know. I don't know, Muhammad, so stop asking me these things. Because I'm not proposing to her for these things.
Then why?
A girl who can support her brother this much can do the same for her husband. Even half of the affection she has for her brother is more than enough for me. I've seen that she has these qualities. I've seen it. And whenever I go to propose to her, I look to see what color her eyes are too. That I can promise you.
Give that to me. Now tell me, should I answer you as a friend or as a stranger?
Answer me however you like, Muhammad.
First, I'll put our friendship aside and answer you as a stranger. Do whatever the hell you want. Now, I'll answer you as a friend. I've never seen any fool get married like this. I've never seen any fool twist and turn one of God's purest blessings into a tumor in his throat. Setayesh won't accept your proposal without my permission. Did you know that? You can tell Setayesh that I gave her my blessing. No family should pass up the opportunity of having an idiot like you. What colorful folders we have in this office.
I want to
see
really
the
colonel.
The new secretary's
right away,
that.
Sir.
It's tell him it's very urgent.
Army brown, isn't it?
You may go in, sir.
What's the matter, Lieutenant?
We have a problem. Our men were unable to find anything out, but news was sent from the Garagash village just now.
And?
There are 2 men in that village who match the profiles of Private Naderi and Taher Ferdos. That information is accurate. It seems they're guests of the Kakmurad.
Kakmurad Mahabad?
Yes, Colonel.
He's not into these kind of things.
Yes, I know. But the profiles of his guests exactly match the ones we're looking for at the moment.
That's my boy, yeah.
I'm finished. Anything else, Father?
I'll be right in, son.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. So where is your friend?
He's coming. He's on his way.
Did you two have a fight?
A fight? Why would we fight? We were just having a little talk. Before I leave, he wanted to ask me for my blessing to marry my sister.
Hello.
Hello. Is it customary for you city people to wrestle when there's talk of proposals, huh?
No, not always. But when the groom's a little crazy, then we'll beat him up and beat him up until he comes to his senses. And some of them actually do come to their senses. And they end up changing their minds and turning back.
The man I know will neither change his mind nor turn back.
That's because this guy doesn't have any sense in the first place.
You kids are crazy. Don't ever joke like that about marriage, kid. A man isn't a man at all until he gets married and carries the weight of married life on his shoulders.
What's up with you guys? You keep talking about carrying weight. What is up with that?
Those good old days. Those good old days.
Hey, Tahir.
What is it, Muhammad?
What if that guy Meshkin Abadi is playing us?
He isn't.
You can't be sure of that. What if he is?
Why would he be playing us? What for? What's in it for him? I don't understand.
I'll tell you what he got. A free car, for starters.
Why would he make up so many stories just to get a car? Can you explain that to me, huh? We didn't find the guy on the street, did we? He has an address, a home, a real life of his own. Don't you want to try to use your head a little bit more before you speak?
Whoa. Slow down, man. Don't forget, I'm your brother-in-law now. If Setayesh hears that you're talking to me like that, you'll be done for.
You're back to joking around, huh?
So if there's nothing fishy going on, why isn't he back yet, huh?
Muhammad, the guy hasn't gone to the corner store to buy candy. He's gotta go to see some guy. And that guy's gonna take care of our business on the other side of the border. Get it? Is it that complicated?
Haha. By the time all those guys get their butts in gear, I'll already be screwed.
Now go find them, Lieutenant.
Of course, Colonel.
Arrest them. Send a well-prepared squad out there. Understood?
Yes, Colonel, sir.
Thank you.
Please drive.